WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Reporter Bill Oliver is actually in West right now following the explosion. He's on the line. Bill? He should be giving us an update.
Thank you, Kat. And a news conference wrapped about an hour and a half ago. Some additional information revealed 5 to 15 fatalities, at least 160 injured from the fertilizer plant explosion that took place after firefighters went to a call of a fire at the fertilizer plant just before 7:30 last. About 20 minutes later is when the first call came in of the explosion, and some additional information about the ongoing search and rescue from Public Information Officer for the Waco Police Department, Sergeant W. Patrick Swanton.
I have talked to the troops that are on the ground there now that were going door to door, and there are homes leveled, there are businesses leveled. There is massive devastation in the downtown West area. I will tell you at this point, they are still in the search and rescue phase, and they are currently going from door to door, house to house, business to business, still looking for wounded and injured people that have not been able to get out because of their injuries. I can't confirm numbers of casualties, but I can tell you that we do have casualties.
In fact, Sergeant Swanton mentioned a little bit later in the update that there were 5 to 15 fatalities, and again, at least 160 injured, and those who are injured are at one of three different hospitals in Waco. You may be hearing the pitter-patter in the background. Right at about 6 o'clock is when the winds shifted around to the north, and now we are in a shower, which means the search and rescue process is going to be slowed down due to the changing weather conditions here in West. In addition to the latest number of fatalities, which happened to be the first time any sort of a number was given, and the updated number of injuries, there was also an update that there are several firefighters and at least one law enforcement official reported missing. And those firefighters and the law enforcement official were among those at the fertilizer plant at the time they responded to the fire, which preceded the explosion. Federal authorities, ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm organization is going to be the lead investigators. It's being considered a crime scene as far as the depth of the investigation. Nothing is going to be ruled out, but it was quickly pointed out that there is no evidence at this time to think that there was anything intentional or anything criminal, but they also want to make sure that no stone is left unturned. And again, with the deteriorating weather, that search and rescue process has now become a little more labored with the rain and the winds now out of the north. More information as it becomes available from West. I'm Bill Oliver. Now back to Kat.
Thank you, Bill. And we will have updates on our website, WTAW.com. You can also find information for some of the relief efforts that are being put into place and gearing up. The second of the two Bryan firemen who received severe burns in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire has left a Galveston burn center. Mitch Moran was discharged yesterday, according to the fire department's Facebook page. Moran was transported to a nearby condo where he will live while continuing daily therapy. The Facebook post also thanked members of the Galveston Fire Department who've been at the burn center watching over Moran and Ricky Manti since the fire on February 15th. And in light of the recent murders in Kaufman County, the district attorney in Brazos County isn't going into much detail about extra steps to protect local officials. But Jarvis Parsons says the sheriff's office is doing a good job.
We've talked with our sheriff's office, and so they're in charge of security in the building, about precautions that we are taking right now. We don't usually talk about operational things, so specifics, but there are things in place that are different now than before the Kaufman County. And we are making sure that those things, that our people are taken care of and that they are kept safe.
Kim Williams was arrested early yesterday and is charged in the Kaufman County killings of assistant prosecutor Mark Hassey, District Attorney Mike McClelland, and his wife, Cynthia. The investigation is also focused on her husband, Eric Williams, whom McClelland and Hassey successfully prosecuted for theft. Reduced federal funding from sequestration is taking a bite out of the Head Start and Early Head Start programs in College Station. CSISD's Director of Early Education, Sharon Jackson, says they'll be able to continue teaching nearly 300 children and keep all their employees.
We also will be able to continue with many of the support opportunities, family events, health support, those kind of things. So I think that's important for families. We will also continue to have one field trip a month for the classrooms. They previously had two, but we are going to be able to budget for one field trip a month. So that's important. I think it's great for kids to get out into the community and have some experiences they might not have had.
Among the cuts to save $99,000 is eliminating a 20-day summer instruction program and end training to save the salary costs of providing substitute teachers. And finally, the Texas legislature is considering proposed changes in the state's teacher retirement system. Senator Charles Schwertner was asked about Senate Bill 1458, which concerns state employees because some may not be grandfathered in the old system if the minimum retirement age is raised to 62.
I think it's important that we maintain a defined benefit pension plan for our teachers and keep our promise to the teachers. There's options in reference to this bill. I understand it has actually a cost of living adjustment of 3% if actuarially soundness is achieved. There is a change in the retirement age. I think that's a topic of discussion that needs to occur. It is a major concern of mine that we maintain our promises and our commitments to our teachers.
The measure is currently in the Senate State Affairs Committee. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 70 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Let go. Please let go. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Let's give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some cloudiness headed our way today, so are some showers and thunderstorms as a strong cold front sweeps across the state. Breezy 75 today. Temperatures will fall during the afternoon. Showers ending tonight 45. Turning mostly sunny tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night clear and 40. It'll be sunny during the day Saturday, high Saturday around 70. We're probably going to be up into the 70s with some sunshine during Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Sports banquet for A&M men's basketball. We've got national rankings for the men's and women's track team, as well as Major League Baseball and the NBA clinching playoff spots all coming up. And we'll do that for you at 6:50.
All right, very good. And we'll do some of that. We're going to forego our cute little story to begin, and let's go back to West, where Bill Oliver is first, so people know where West is. It's that place that has those kolaches, you know. That's actually north
of
Waco.
In fact, that exit, yeah, that exit that you take to go to check stop, they've got that blocked off. I had to go to the north exit, and then the first officer told me where I needed to head towards, and then got to the regular exit and stopped by the second officer and then proceeded down the service road. We are literally in the media in a cattle call at the West Livestock Company.
Now,
and if you listen closely to the audio of the 4:30 briefing, you will hear cattle mooing in the background.
Well, and again,
so
and
we hope that they didn't interrupt a sale that was going to take place today.
West is, of course, a very rural area still, wide open spaces right across from the check stop. I mean, you can see it's nothing but the farmland and that sort of thing. Now, kind of so that people know, I mean, if that's the west exit right there, where is this fertilizer plant located?
If you have ever driven up 35 on a Friday night and you've seen the football lights community football field, the fertilizer plants is going to be a little bit north of those football lights.
Okay, so right there.
And in fact, they used the football field as an initial triage area.
I see. Okay, now.
And then the decision was made to move them later.
The weather has just changed, I think, as you were beginning your report, so the wind has shifted now and it's raining.
Yes, the flag is definitely wrapped around the pole, although the temperature still remains about to 75. That obviously is going to go downhill as the day goes on.
Sure. Well, you know, obviously this is a giving community. There's no doubt about that in Bryan College Station. In fact, one of the things I'm going to do probably in just a little while is talk to Kyle Cassell. I just found out that Kyle is there. And, of course, West is in Kyle's state representative district. And so we'll talk to him. But in the meantime, we'll ask folks to wait and let's find out exactly what needs to be done. As we were discussing really before we started our broadcast, unlike the disaster that happened, for instance, in Joplin, the Walmarts are open, for lack of a better way to say it. And so there's an ability to get stuff to West. And so I think what we're going to be asking people to do if they want to donate or support in another way will probably be either monetarily or with blood, but we want to get that coordinated through Red Cross, and we'll be in touch with those people.
Yeah, the quickest way, and what I'm monitoring on Twitter, is the Heart of Texas Red Cross chapter, which includes the Brazos Valley, and scrolling down to make sure I don't give you the incorrect Twitter title, and for whatever reason I'm finding everybody else except them right now.
Okay, well,
@HOT Red Cross.
We got it. Yeah, Kat's at okay. HOT Red Cross.
Or you can also search them with #WestExplosion.
Okay. So two ways that they can do that. Well, all right, we'll have you stand by, and of course we'll have you reporting again all morning long from West to keep people apprised as to what's going on there and then what they can do as far as local support is concerned. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 621. You know, I had a list of, you know, everything that it was today and all that, and I don't know what I did with it because, you know, I've been looking at other stuff. I can tell you it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Oh, if only I'd know.
If there's something to celebrate, that would be it.
Now here, here you could probably do that because it's a small business. But if you're going to celebrate that in another way, you probably once again ought to get approval of the boss.
Yeah, I'm guessing at a bank they would frown on that a little.
True. Animal Cracker Day. It's Animal Cracker Day.
In my soup, monkeys and rabbits loop de loop.
Yeah, animal crackers in my soup. That's right. Mm.
Thanks, Shirley.
who had the hit on that? I forget.
Shirley
who it was.
Temple.
It was Flava Flav. Oh yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I think Shirley Temple probably had the original.
No, I was making a joke.
Oh, I got you.
Nobody rapped that.
Okay. Then there's the story of the little kid who got the box of animal crackers, and he tears it open and he dumps out all the crackers. He spread them around. His mom says, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, I'm just looking for the seal." Because it said, if seal is broken, do not consume. Okay, all right, here we go. So Paul Revere Day, too, and we got birthdays.
Birthdays, Aaliyah Shawkat.
Easy for you
to
say.
Yeah, uh-huh. 24 from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
America Ferrara was Ugly Betty. She's 29.
Her first name is America, huh?
Uh-huh, America.
Okay.
It happens.
Miguel Cabrera, MVP slugger for the Tigers, is 30.
Mm-hmm.
Kourtney Kardashian, 34.
Oh, you did have to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Melissa Joan Hart, 37.
Mm-hmm.
Conan O'Brien is 50.
Big, tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Met him one time.
Did you really?
Yeah, and it was very strange, walking on the streets of Manhattan.
Hmm.
I mean, just did, and I was walking with one of my kiddos, and he went, "Wait, that's Conan O'Brien." So we went back and got a picture made. He's about 6'5".
You know? Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Maria Bello is 46 from ER.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron McCormick.
Oh, yeah.
50. Will and Grace.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Jane Levy. From Frasier.
She's leaves.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
She's 52. And she's also in Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the hit right now.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
John James is 57 from the Colbys and Dynasty. Eric Roberts, Julia's more talented brother.
Whoops. Wow. Did that, huh?
Yeah, I did. He's 57. Rick Moranis is 60.
Whatever happened?
I love that guy.
Did he invest well?
He retired.
Yeah.
He does some voiceover work, but okay. I mean, you look at his movies: Strange Brew, Ghostbusters, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Little Shop of Horrors, Spaceballs, Parenthood.
Those are all like classics.
And the Flintstones.
Whoa, whoops.
Okay. Yeah, there was
Everybody's got to have a stinker in there.
But for the most part, he hung them up.
Yeah,
hadn't
good.
Really done much since 97. Yeah, James Woods, 66.
He's strange.
And Haley Mills, 67.
Oh, my. James Drury, yes, he's still alive, from The Virginian. Remember, that was a 90-minute Western. They did 90 minutes every week.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of writing right there. And Jeff Bodine, he'd be like a race car guy.
Yes, sir.
Turn left and get back as fast as you can. He's 64 years old. That'll be enough birthdays. It's 6:24.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Do you feel like you're capitalizing and making political hay of this event that happened?
Do I feel what? That I'm capitalizing?
Well, that you're making a political argument about revenue right now.
Yes, exactly. I'm talking common sense. I'm saying that if the sequester had gone through and we had not had enough money, we couldn't be able to do this. I'm making an argument about reality.
Barney Frank doubling down on his argument that the Marathon terror attack makes the case for bigger government. Really? Is this a teaching moment, he called it? Is that what we want to call this, a teaching moment to now advance liberal policies?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, folks, time to throw in the towel. Those worn-out window coverings, they will not survive another spring cleaning. You can replace them with our friends at Blinds.com. Check out their remarkable brand-new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They install in seconds, no tools, no drilling, no brackets. Now, you get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Plus, you get free cordless upgrades on many of the most popular products right now. Blinds.com. Remember, their prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit Lawson Implement in Hamilton or Goldthwaite today. Find us online at lawson-implement.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
4, I just got a new car.
So did I. The new Honda Accord. What about you?
Also a new Accord.
Good choice.
Thanks. Nice shot. Happy with yours?
Elated. You?
Ecstatic. Got it at the really big spring event. Amazing deal.
Me too. Deal so good I thought they put the decimal in the wrong place.
They gave me change when I bought mine. And donuts. Plus the standard features make Honda a better value than ever.
You get a rear view camera standard with your Accord?
Yep. You?
Of course. Pandora compatibility?
Oh yeah. And did yours come with a standard teleport system that'll beam your car to a desired location without having to drive?
No. Did yours?
No, I don't think that technology exists yet. But Hondas do hold their value better than any other brand. So we got that going for us.
Roger that.
4.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, happening right now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Central bankers see improvement. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Most Federal Reserve officials around the country have seen modest or moderate economic growth in recent weeks. The Fed's latest beige book says residential construction and auto manufacturing have been especially strong. Economists say the overall picture still suggests slow expansion, but the tone of the report is more upbeat than some of the separate economic reports that have come out this month. Carnival Cruise Lines is working to put its recent troubles in the rear view. The company will invest $300 million to retrofit all of its ships with emergency generators and upgraded fire safety systems. Engine rooms will be improved. The gas mileage of a new diesel-powered Chevrolet rivals some hybrids. General Motors says the diesel version of the Chevy Cruze gets 46 miles to the gallon on the highway. And Wall Street may continue the up-and-down pattern we've seen so far this week. The market closed sharply lower yesterday. The futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. Offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Okay, we're going to warm up and then we're going to cool down. Showers today. Probably maybe noon, something like that. We'll get up to 72 or 73, but then when the wind shifts around, and we know from Bill because he's up in west that the wind's just shifted up there, we'll have north winds 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Tonight, 43. By the way, 60% chance of rain. 43 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, pretty nice, 66 with a low of 39. And then pretty ideal temperatures for the weekend, 71 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday, back up to 80 on Monday. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 10, 87% relative humidity, and we're sitting at 73.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Have you found your true calling in life? If not, the answer to four questions can help you find it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-766-4026. That's 1-800-766-4026. 1-800-766-4026.
Are you happy and fulfilled by the work you do?
There's one study done of 93,000 people, which says 80% of people in varying degrees are not connected or engaged in what they're doing.
James Cusimano, author of the book Balance, The Business-Life Connection.
My feeling, and I observe this all over the world, is that every single person comes into this world with some sort of fundamental thing that they can do pretty well. I call it their essence. And when they find out what that is, and I think we have a glimpse of it when we're kids, somewhere between the ages of 5 and 15, and they connect that with a need in the world, you find your life purpose.
If you're not really clear about what your calling is, James suggests you ask yourself four questions.
The first question is, what do I most love to do, so much so that time passes incredibly quickly? What work have I done in the past that I do not consider work? The third question is, what could I do that would create the greatest value for the world, as well as the greatest personal satisfaction for the time spent? And finally, what is my unique ability, which if truly actualized, could provide significant benefits to the world and to me?
And James says it's also important to keep in mind that relationships are important to everyone's success.
If you really look at people who are successful, Mike, they all do it on the shoulders of other people who have helped them. Nobody does it on their own.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Now let's first off go to West, where Bill Oliver is reporting live following the explosion from last night. Bill?
Kat, let's begin with a recap of the timeline. Firefighters from West responding about 7:30 last night to a fire at the fertilizer plant. About 25 minutes later was the explosion. According to KRLD Radio in Dallas, six firefighters have died. So have two EMTs and one resident of a nearby apartment complex, according to Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton. There are still several others that are unaccounted for, including firefighters and at least one law enforcement officer. At least 160 people have been injured, and they are at one of three different hospitals in Waco. As far as the continuing investigation, here's Sergeant Swanton.
We know right now that our McLennan County Sheriff's Department is on the scene, actively working this case along with ATF, who has been called in, as well as several of the other local government agencies to assist. I will tell you at the beginning that this is a crime scene. We are not indicating that it is a crime, but we don't know. What that means to us is that until we know that it was an industrial accident, we will work it as a crime scene.
50 to 75 homes damaged or destroyed, along with an apartment complex of 50 units, also a nursing home that had 133 residents. And what we have been told is that no one in the nursing home died from the explosion. And again, according to the report out of Dallas, one resident of that apartment complex lost their life. Right now, it is a search and rescue mode for the responders as they go building by building or home by home and business by business to continue the task of trying to account for everybody following last night's explosion, again, at the fertilizer plant in West. This is Bill Oliver. Now, back to Kat.
Thank you, Bill. 2 months after the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, both of the Bryan firemen severely burned are now out of a burn center. The Bryan Fire Department's Facebook page showed pictures of Mitch Moran being escorted to a rescue unit where he sat as he was transported to a nearby condo. Moran will continue physical therapy on a daily basis. There was also a message to Galveston firefighters quoting part of the Facebook post, "What they've provided us physically and emotionally is beyond amazing." A Navasota High School student told police he left behind a bomb threat. 17-year-old Christopher Bryce told investigators it was a hoax and there was no real motive. Superintendent Rory Gesch told our sister station, Navasota News, a note was left behind Tuesday outside the building. When it was found yesterday morning, Gesch says the decision was made not to evacuate.
That's because based on the information we had, the threat was outside the building at that time, and we had the students inside the building to make safe. And then soon thereafter, we discovered through looking at the information that the threat was actually intended for Tuesday, to be found on Tuesday rather than on Wednesday. So through that process, it really minimizes threat to the law enforcement agencies.
Gesch says no devices were found. Police say Bryce is being charged with making a false alarm, which is a state jail felony. And with a new arrest in the Kaufman County murders, Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says he feels safe and supported by local law enforcement and their new precautions.
I have complete confidence and faith in our sheriff's office and our law enforcement. They've been more than willing to volunteer their time to help out with anything that we need. And so they said, if you think of anything else, give us a call. So Chief Capps and Chief Buskey, as well as Sheriff Kirk, has been great for us.
Kim Williams, the wife of a former justice of the peace, was arrested early yesterday and confessed to being involved in the shooting deaths of Kaufman District Attorney Mike McClelland, his wife Cynthia, and assistant prosecutor and A&M graduate Mark Hassey. Kim Williams is being held on a $10 million bond. And the College Station School Board heard this week about how the Head Start and Early Head Start programs will absorb $99,000 in cuts from reduced federal funding. Director of Early Education Sharon Jackson says the Head Start's Family Council was part of the process that doesn't reduce the number of students taught or the number of teachers.
It's 51% parents and 49% community representatives that meet together to just approve and support and discuss the program along the way every month. And one of the things that we do is serve dinner. And the first thing that they said was, well, we're just not going to have dinner anymore because we can bring our own dinner. So they had a real personal take on it and were certainly willing to give up something that was a nice convenience for them in order to make a sacrifice for the program.
Among the cuts due to sequestration are eliminating training, which translates into salary savings because substitute teachers won't be hired. Also, there will be no classes this summer. And redesigning curriculum for Texas public schools continues in the state legislature. Senator Charles Schwertner says the upper chamber has started deliberating House Bill 5.
My focus is on the student and letting them have options rather than, I guess, directives and mandates. And I do believe that we need increased flexibility in our curriculum, and that's what HB 5 seeks to accomplish. It has a foundation track with what they call endorsements. And one of the endorsements is career and technology. And I think that's important for individuals, for students to have that option. Not everybody's going to go to college. We need to realize that and have options in reference to those children so they can succeed as well.
Schwertner supports a balance of options, flexibility, and rigor for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. And we will have updates on WTAW.com as they come in. Bill Oliver is in West, and he will keep us updated each newscast. So just keep tuning in. WTAW News Time is 6:40. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is David Hogan from the Kairos Truck Center. If you missed our annual tent sale, don't worry. We took the tent down, but we've extended our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art zero-turn riding mowers. Come by and test drive all our product from Varus, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. At Kairos Truck Center, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn mower today.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
642, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will head our way today ahead of a strong cold front. It'll be breezy. Highs today, they're going to be around 75. We'll look for temperatures, though, to fall later today. Showers end tonight. It's 45. Tomorrow, high pressure builds in with lots of sunshine. Cooler weather, highs tomorrow 65 to 70. We're clear tomorrow night, lows will be near 40. Sunny weather in the forecast for Saturday. The highs on Saturday are going to be up around 70. It'll be a little warmer by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas A&M men's and women's track and field teams are doing extraordinarily well. Major League Baseball is ramping up, and the NBA is ramping down. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you in 12 minutes.
All right, 6:43. Talk politics in a minute. Right now, let's go to Waco. State Representative Kyle Cassell with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Scott.
You've been over in that area for about how long this morning?
We arrived about 11:30 last night on scene to the city of West, and we're able to get to the community center right off the bat and visit with some friends and some first responders. And I can tell you the outcry from the surrounding areas and communities was truly incredible.
Well, you're in Waco right now. We were just talking about the storm is kind of passing through, and your plan is to head back over to the city?
Right. We were originally planning to be there at 6 a.m. to meet with the mayor and the other folks in charge of the situation. And due to this storm, we're going to hold tight and then move in. I think the command center has now moved to the St. Mary's Catholic Church, so we'll head there within the next 30, 40 minutes.
Certainly. Well, and again, a small community, tight-knit. This situation happened. One of the things we're talking about is at least cities around are up and running, as opposed to a tornado or something that would be a widespread situation. The help can come in from surrounding areas quickly, and that has to be a plus.
Absolutely. I'll say this. My family and my whole crew, our prayers and thoughts are with all our friends and family up there. You know, due to this long cycle, we've gotten to be very good friends with a lot of folks up in the West, and a lot of these folks, you know, I was just watching the news, and they're showing the footprint of the city and wondering why everything's so close. I mean, it is a true agricultural farming community. They farm right up to the edge of the town. So, you know, they've been very hesitant to build out into the fertile farmland. So everything's tight-knit. And the mayor, Mushka, and I have developed a relationship just, you know, a few weeks ago. We had the entire, almost entire city council up for West Day at the Capitol, which is just one of the truly most amazing days. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks forward to such an incredible group of people. And like I said, my thoughts and prayers are with them and anything we can do to help the mayor and the city of West today.
Certainly. Well, travel safely. You know the number. If you need to call in and share some more information with us, we'd love for you to do that, okay?
And as soon as I get there and get briefed, I will keep you in the loop, Scott.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. That's State Representative Kyle Cassell, who is in Waco preparing to head up to West. Not a good day for the president yesterday, you know?
No, sir.
How much money did he spend? How much fuel did he burn on Air Force One trying to get some sort of gun legislation? And when it's all said and done, nope.
That's like we're moving on.
Well, and it is interesting. I mean, I think it sent a pretty strong message. It failed by a vote of 54 to 46 with 5 Democrats voting against it. Only 4 Republicans supported it. And, he got out there and shook his finger. But that's about all you can say.
Didn't he, like, shame everyone?
Oh, yeah. Well, he tried to do that and said, you know, with the people sitting up in the gallery and all that. But, you know, and I don't know, maybe it's not a, there's some some prominent Democrats who think gun control could be a primary issue as they're going into the midterm elections. I don't know. I think people have pretty well spoken. We understand that there's a problem out there, but time and again we hear that you need to know that it's widespread, that you can't really – you can't legislate this. I mean, you just cannot legislate it. And to try to be reactive, knee-jerk reaction – let's see. Politician knee-jerk reaction.
That no.
Never happened. Nope, nope, nope. kind of interesting. A major construction union. They're the United Union of Roofers, Waterproofers, and Allied Workers. I didn't know who they were. But they have announced they no longer support Obamacare, and they are calling for the repeal of Obamacare.
Well.
This is a union that is doing that. So.
Well, I thought the unions were all.
Yeah, well.
Let guess, out of that.
Yeah, guess what? That's not the case. Max Baucus continues his criticism of the bill. He's the Democrat senator from Montana, addressing Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius at a Senate hearing yesterday. The senator said, quote, "I just see a huge train wreck coming down." Whoa!
Well,
yeah.
Hell.
Let's not mince words. How's that, Senator? Thank you very much. So, and I forget who I was talking to yesterday. It was Rahm Emanuel who said, "Never waste a crisis." Okay, take a crisis and move the ball down the field as far as you can. And with the situation in Boston, that shifted off of so many other things that people had looked at in the Obama administration. When was the last time we talked about Benghazi? And again, don't remember who I was talking to, but they said, you know, we've all forgotten about Benghazi. Well, maybe not. Apparently, CBS News reports there are multiple new whistleblowers who are privately speaking to investigators from the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about the attack. And in response to those meetings, the committee has fired off letters to the CIA, the Defense Department, the State Department, asking each agency what legal steps need to be taken to allow their employees to testify. So
well.
We're not done. Well, and we shouldn't be.
No, absolutely
a United
not.
States ambassador was killed. I mean, we should not be trying to sweep that under the rug in any way, shape, or form. So that kind of makes you feel a little bit better that could be going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got that. All right, 6:48 right now.
Showers and thunderstorms will head our way
today.
Yeah,
I know, but we already did that, you know, and we already know it's on the way.
I'm Doug Johnson and know a little about Texas weather. Lori and I built our dream home in Austin County last year. We wanted a metal roof for fire retardation, reflectivity, and durability. It was a complicated roof, too, that our architect said no roofing contractor would undertake. Schulte Roofing, after meeting with the architect and examining the blueprint, said, "We can do it." The project was exactly what it was supposed to be, fun, and it works perfectly and absolutely beautiful. I'm thrilled to recommend Schulte Roofing.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 20th, it's Grafting Fundamentals. Fruit trees, nut trees, roses, and more. Learn grafting techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As a concept here in Texas, ground covers are 50 or 55 years old. Now, of course, a few people grew English ivy and vinca major in heavy shade. That was when the grass just wasn't possible, but very few people purposely went out of their way to plant ground covers just for the sake of having them. They give you variety and beauty. They bring a lot to our landscape. The advent of permanent, easily installed bed edgings has helped make ground covers everyday institutions. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 50 16 by 30 inch heavy cardstock posters, and a 1 year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Ground covers sometimes have to fit existing spaces. Maybe you have a steep slope where you simply can't mow, or maybe you have a long, narrow area where edging would be difficult. In those cases, bed design is a given. You put the ground cover where you need it. More of the time, however, you'll be shaping the new planting bed aesthetically so it'll contribute to your overall landscape picture. Make certain the ground cover has room to make a bold statement. Ground cover plantings usually look best if they're several feet wide, especially if they're surrounded by large open areas of turf and tall, long runs of shrubs. Also, if you're using sprawling and vining types of plants, use clump-forming plants for smaller spaces. Unless the rest of your garden is rigidly formal, ground covers usually look best in long sweeping curves. That's where supple garden hoses on warm summer days can let you play with the design until you have it just the way you want it. Have a friend stand on the end of the hose and then work your way from one end of the bed design to the other. Once you've positioned your new ground cover planting bed, spray the area inside the garden hose boundary with a glyphosate weed killer. That's a straight glyphosate product. It will kill the grass and the weeds without contaminating the soil. Once all the existing growth has turned brown, you can rototill the area. Incorporate 4 inches of peat moss, compost, pine bark mulch, and other organic matter into the top 8 inches of soil. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of expanded shale if you wish. The final grade of your ground cover bed should ensure good drainage onto adjacent turf. If the bed is against the house, take care not to cover the weep holes in the bottom course of bricks. Water needs to drain away from your foundation. If you're preparing soil on a steep slope, you may want to add a layer of jute netting. This is a coarsely woven material that allows water to run down its fibers, and that reduces the chance of erosion before the ground cover is totally solid. You simply cut slits through the netting and plant your ground cover in through it. Depending on the type of ground cover you're planning on planting, you may find it in 2.5-inch pots, 4-inch pots, quarts, even gallons. In most cases, you can start with one of the mid-sizes, and they'll fill in quickly. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscape success begins at the outset in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Texas A&M men's basketball program had their banquet, and highlighting the honorees was senior guard Elston Turner, who garnered the Most Outstanding Player Award. Freshman guard Alex Caruso from right here in College Station got the defensive award. He's in the Ray A&M record books for most steals by a freshman. The Hustle Award was presented to senior forward Jared Johns. Redshirt sophomore forward Cody Roberts was the top rebounder. Newcomer was Fabian Harris, and junior guard Blake McDonald pulled down two with strength and conditioning, and he was the unsung hero. Updating the national spotlight for track and field, the men's track and field team maintained its hold on the number one position it attained in the preseason rankings, and the A&M women, meanwhile, have made another move up, and they are now the number two team in the country. In Major League Baseball, Bartolo Colon pitched 6 good innings for the Oakland Athletics, and they beat the Stros 7-5 yesterday afternoon to complete another 3-game sweep. The Athletics swept 3-game series at Houston during the first week of the season as well. Oakland outscored Houston 22-10 in the series, and the A's sent 11 batters to the plate in the first inning and chased out Bud Norris in the first, and that then coasted to a victory behind Colon and 3 other relievers. One of the only highlights for the Stros?
Rebound, Morris. Base hit to right field. That's another run. Gonzalez is going to hold up at second base. And scoring is Matt Dominguez, and Altuve has his third hit.
That, along with Carlos Pena's homer, were the only highlights for the Houston Astros. Wednesday night's game between the Rangers and the Cubbies was rained out. The game was postponed for a few hours before they canceled the thing. No makeup date was announced, and the teams are set to play on Thursday afternoon later on today. In the NBA.
Rebound. Morris taps it to himself. The Rockets will not foul. The game is over. The Lakers will finish seventh. The Rockets will back into the eighth seed, and James Harden will face his former team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, in the opening round of the 2013 NBA playoffs.
Steve Blake scored 24 points. Paul Gasol added his seventh career triple-double, and the Los Angeles Lakers secured the seventh playoff spot in the Western Conference with the 99-95 victory over the Rockets. Dwight Howard had 16 points and 18 rebounds. The All-Star center also blocked James Harden's shot in the final seconds of overtime for the Lakers, who only clinched the playoff berth about 10 minutes before the game started in the season finale. Derek Williams had 21 points to help the Timberwolves beat the Spurs 108-95, ending a 16-game losing streak at San Antonio. San Antonio opens the playoffs by hosting the Lakers, and here's Lakers' Paul Gasol on that matchup.
I understand that it's going to be very difficult. San Antonio is a great team. They're very experienced. They execute really well. They're disciplined. They're extremely well coached. And we're going to play on their home court. So, but we still believe in ourselves. I think we hustle and we play with the intensity and the focus that we've been playing with. We're going to give ourselves a chance. We're going to stay in games, and who knows what's going to happen.
Derek Williams had 21 points. Darren Collins had 25 points. Dirk Nowitzki added 16, and the Mavs finished the worst season in 13 years. At least they did it on a winning note, beating New Orleans 99-87. Mavericks finished 41-41 to avoid their first losing record since going 40-42. That dates all the way back to 1999, which was also the last time the Mavs missed the playoffs. And finally, the Dallas Stars officially talked about building for the future when they traded away Brendan Morrow, dealt scoring leader Jahmyr Yager and Derrick Roy away, but the Stars still have a chance to do something this season. Dallas is contending for a playoff spot with 2 weeks left. They've got six games, and they'll crank it up tomorrow with the where they're 10th in the Western Conference, but only 2 points out of the eighth playoff spot in the Western Conference.
That's been a look. Right. I'm sorry. I'm being negative. Hello?
That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville. And Brian, don't you make fun of my start.
Yeah,
helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places.
Folks, I want you to understand how hard Kevin has to work. I don't know how long it took for him to find a highlight out of the Astro game. I don't know how long that must have taken you.
Between doing that and helping everybody get set up for the feeds from West, it was a very arduous task.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And when you consider an RBI single was one of the highlights of the Astros game.
I couldn't find the home run.
Yeah, no,
I was
it's
looking
okay.
for that.
Really, it's all
As
right.
a proud
it's
supporter
okay.
of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit LionHomeProducts.com. That's LYNE, HomeProducts.com.